Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 1, The Intrinsic Significance of Deuteronomy, A Book Concerning Christ, Day 2, Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. 1 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3. As newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word in order that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 through 9. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So then neither is he who plants anything nor he who waters, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building. Suggested reading. With the children of Israel, from the Passover to the entering of the good land, there were two generations. The first generation was made up of those who came out of Egypt, and the second of those who entered the good land. This indicates that we believers have two generations. The first generation is our old man, and the second generation is our new man. With the exception of Joshua and Caleb, who had another spirit, the first generation died out. Joshua and Caleb belonged to the new generation, not to the old generation. That is why they experienced a double baptism, the first baptism when they passed through the Red Sea, and the second when they crossed the Jordan River. The old generation passed through the Red Sea, but it was the new generation that crossed the Jordan. Between the first baptism at the Red Sea and the second baptism at the Jordan River, the children of Israel were experiencing transformation. You may have wondered how they could be God's people. They were fighting, murmuring, and criticizing. But during the 40 years between passing through the Red Sea and crossing the Jordan River, there were many dealings related to transformation. This means that, spiritually speaking, during this time, the children of Israel were transformed. Yes, the old generation was strewn in the wilderness, and this is a warning to us. But a new generation came forth. This is transformation. After they crossed the Jordan, they became a mighty army. If we consider the history of the children of Israel, we shall not be disappointed with ourselves. Instead, we shall realize that we can be compared to caterpillars in a cocoon, undergoing the process of transformation. Do not be disappointed, but worship the Lord from within your cocoon. The more this work progresses, the more we emerge from our cocoon. Some of the young ones may have only a small part free from the cocoon, whereas other saints have a greater percentage of their being outside the cocoon. Praise the Lord that the caterpillars are being transformed and that the cocoons are gradually disappearing. This is the real situation in the church life, in the Lord's recovery. We in the Lord's recovery need to grow in life. To grow is to come out of the cocoon. To grow in life is also to eliminate the old generation and to be renewed in our mind, emotion, and will. This involves transformation. Transformation is a matter of eliminating the old generation, the old man, and putting on the new generation, the new man. This is to fully come out of the cocoon and be released as a butterfly. Today, we are enjoying Christ, but we have not yet possessed him as the all-inclusive land. If we would possess Christ in this way, our old man must die out and the new man must come forth. Many of us can testify that since we have come into the Lord's recovery, a change has taken place within us. This change is the dying out of the old man and the growing up of the new man. This is transformation, the growth in life. Paul's intention in writing this epistle to the Corinthians was to help them to experience the dying out of the old man and the growing up of the new man. He uses the word grow in chapter 3, saying that he planted, Apollos watered, and God gives the growth.